Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
What can you do? She's powder blue.
It's Ween Wednesday.
I still don't know what genre of music this band does. The country, punk,
well,
rap.
How long have you guys been having Ween Wednesday? Surely you could have figured
songs.
It out by now.
I remember when we looked, they're worth $20 million.
What?
That's pretty impressive.
All right,
for
hold
a
on
band
a second. You guys can't
obscure.
Trust these worth, these net values,
it's on the
these
internet.
Net worth that you find online.
Why?
Because they just make us, they make up numbers.
Well, that's what we do in the media.
Yeah, Benford, we make everything up.
Hey,
we believe,
don't go behind
and
the,
believe it.
Don't go by that, behind the curtain, all right?
I'm worth $500,000.
What is this, an elevator at CNN? Don't go behind the curtain.
Oh, you don't want to see that.
Iggy had a tease before the break, and now he's going to get the payoff.
Yeah, I'm really curious because we have a diverse listenership.
I don't know that we do.
We got that's the opposite. The other day it took us 2 hours to have a woman listener call.
Right, it's like 20-something degenerates. Some in prison, some
but
out
I think,
on
bail. I think they have
17
diverse,
of them have pit bulls.
I think they have diverse opinions on things. Some people are with you on the pit bull thing. Some people are with Plowsy.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm listening to, and I'm not going to give out the name, but if you follow me on Twitter, I tweet almost every morning about this, so you know. But I'm listening this morning, and there's a chick on the show, and she's telling a story about coming to work this morning.
Riveting stuff.
And she said she had to... She said, so I had a hock a loogie.
Oh.
So I rolled down the window and I spit out this huge loogie, and I'm not sure it got out the window. I think it might still be on me somewhere.
I hate it when that happens.
And I thought to myself, that's gross, yeah. Especially for a woman.
Oh,
why would you say that even?
So my question is, what
these guys,
is there something that a woman can do that is just a complete turn off for you that would... Like, I had a girl that I broke up with because she wouldn't stop farting in the house. She would just walk around the house. I'm like,
yeah.
I can't take it anymore.
Deal
we're done. I can't take it anymore.
Sure.
Walking around farting, you...
Well, hold on a second.
Take
back
dumps
this up.
With the door open.
No.
I don't want to see that. But spitting, a woman spitting and farting, those are two turnoffs for me.
Were
that,
you
that
farting
would be
in the
a,
house? Yeah. Were you
I never,
with the door
I never,
open?
I never pass gas in front of a woman. Never. I'll hold it in or I'll walk outside. I won't do it in front of a woman. But for a woman, and guys do it all the time in front, they think it's funny. I used to do it in the studio with Stedman in there. I just, he'd go, and it would be like 5 seconds. Oh, Iggy. He'd just walk, run out of the studio.
No.
See, guys think that's funny. But you don't do it in front of a woman. A woman farting and hocking a loogie and spitting out the window, that would be a deal breaker for me.
Yeah,
here's my thing.
Awful.
You can't, my thing is you can't expect someone you're dating or married to whatever to uphold standards that you don't meet.
It's
so
different
wanna,
for a woman.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
If you want to walk around and rip them, then you shouldn't be offended when the person you live with does. Now, if you don't do that, then you can say,
no.
Well, look, I don't do that.
We're talking
do
about
either.
Two different women should not. Women are more dainty.
Oh, my God.
Women
Iggy.
Should not.
What is this? Are we black and white TV show?
Well, there's got to be something that turns you off about a woman. I don't mind a guy spitting, but if I see a girl, that's not ladylike.
Yeah.
Women farting is not ladylike.
I agree.
Women dropping ass in the bathroom with the door open is not ladylike.
No, it isn't.
Mine goes more personality because I'm pretty disgusting as well. I poop with the door open. I fart when I please.
Well, I don't
For
need
me,
to know that.
The most unattractive and a huge turnoff is being...
Doug really wants no part of this conversation.
I light off bombs.
I don't need to know your bathroom behavior.
I mean, I am pooping right next to petting my pit bull. But anyways,
I wouldn't poop around your pit bull. You might drop a little loud splash. You could set him off.
You're going to be without a ween one day.
Anyways, it's females that are really judgmental towards others. Like, there's nothing more annoying when a girl would see somebody and just rip them and bash them and judge them based upon their looks or their appearance or, you know, something like that. So I find that to be the most unattractive part of a female would be being very extremely judgmental. I'm open to everybody. I love all people. And if people judge others based upon not knowing them at all, just what they wear. Or...
I love people, too. But if you fart in the house and you're female, you're out. That's
it. You don't love that person. No.
I don't mind farting at all. I find it very normal. I find it more attractive that they do that. That means they're open with you and they really care about you.
And
so you're actually a fan of farting.
Not a fan, but I don't
get it. Pro-farting.
I think you should act comfortable around the person you really care about. And if you have a fart, I... Don't expect you to go outside. You know, just light one off. Just have the courtesy to tell me, hey, in about a couple minutes.
That's even grosser that they're pointing it out. Guess what, honey? I'm going to fart.
He might want
No.
I love you, baby.
Might want to take a smoke break here in about 30 seconds, just letting you know. Something like that. Just a nice little warning, like a flare, a signal flare. That's I'm fine with that.
Well, this broad was good looking, too, and I just couldn't take it anymore. I just look at her and say, now I'm just picturing you as a dude. You know, hi, sweetie, want some wine? Get out. You're done. Out. We're done. I can't take this anymore.
Is that what happened with Lotus?
Lotus. No. Uh-huh. A lot of good things about Lotus.
Okay.
Maybe being a stripper wasn't one of them.
One of the texters, Doug's secret friend, is saying, Iggy, the women at Hedo do fart in the hot tub all the time. Where do you think those bubbles come from?
You know, comedy's hard.
Ouch. Not even a chuckle. Mm-hmm. Someone says chewing tobacco would be their ultimate.
Yeah, that's a good one, too. Yeah.
But doesn't that go both ways?
But then there would be spitting involved, so that would be a double-edged sword there.
I don't like a girl, really, that cusses a lot.
See, that's a turn-on for me.
Your wife just doesn't let the F-bombs fly?
No, I don't think that.
That's a turn-on for me, girls that cuss.
For me, too, because you can tell, okay, the bedroom is going to be fun.
Wait, hold on a second.
That means dirty talk will be
fun. Oh, the dirty talk. Oh, hell yeah.
I love the dirty talk.
Then chick down.
All right, well, we got an expert here. Biff,
don't wear your hoodie like that.
Biff is joining us.
This chick down. Don't do that.
Biff is joining us on the Appliance Discounter phone lines. He wants to weigh in on the question. Biff, how you doing?
Hey,
Biff.
Doing?
Good. Tim's not here, though, so I know you want us to play Sound of Tim when he's not here, but maybe we can get to that around 9:30 or so after we get done talking with Rick Hummel.
Oh, yeah. So what'd you want me to weigh in on?
You were calling to weigh in on it. I guess you were just calling to say, hey.
He's not listening to the show.
Yeah, I was listening. Yeah.
Iggy is polling listeners on what their biggest turnoff is in the in a partner.
Turn off?
Yeah.
In apartments?
A partner.
Never mind. What'd you call
it? In an apartment, it would be if your neighbor has a pit bull. That's the no-go. That's right. A non-starter. Yeah. Yeah. But what about in a partner and like a girl? If you're with a lady and she does something, you say, you know what? I'm out.
Oh, man. How about girls are messy? That like they're just total mess.
Well, in what way?
You know, slobs like. Mm. Don't take care of their teeth. Don't take care of themselves.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I would agree with that.
So ugly women is a turnoff for you.
Deep Biff going deep.
Hey,
Plazzi said personality.
Yeah. Where's Iggy? Is he there?
Oh, he's here. Yeah.
I've already said three things to you.
Oh.
I'm here, buddy.
Welcome.
I'm here.
Well, what was on your mind, Biff?
Well, I was wondering if Iggy ever been over to. Yesterday he was talking about Centerville.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Have you ever been to that one called Pyramid of Pleasure, Iggy?
No, I was just at the PTs in Centerville for Swingers Night.
Well, there's one right down the street there called the Pyramid of Pleasure, too.
No, I don't strip club hop.
Pyramid of Pleasure. Oh, you should.
Well, why should he go there? Why?
What makes this one different, Biv?
Well, there's a sign out front, like a pyramid, and it's all like $100 bills on the sign, you know?
Well, that's why you should go, because of the sign?
No, because the girls are hot.
Oh, okay.
So that's your recommendation?
Well, I guess I have to tell why I end up there.
That would be nice, yeah.
I was dating this girl, and for her birthday, I took her. She wanted a party bus to take all her friends out, you know?
Sure, she did. Yeah.
And so it was like 20 girls and me, and we went there, but I got to admit, we ended up at Boxers and Briefs.
Went somewhere else, did you? Why did you let that happen?
Well, they were girls. They wanted to go see dudes.
Yeah, but then they took you along with them.
To Boxers and Briefs. It's all naked guys, Doug.
Yeah. So why did you actually go in, or did you just stay out in the bus?
I went in, and I got $501 bills, and I gave them to the girls, and I said, girls, have fun, but stay between me and the guys. Yeah.
So you stood there in front of the stage with your arms wide saying, no, don't go any closer. Stay away from him.
No, he didn't want anyone closer to the guys than him, I think is what he's saying.
No. I wanted the girls to have fun, but I wanted them to be a barrier between me and the guys.
Oh, it was reversed. So they were in between you and the fellas there.
Yeah. You ever been there, Iggy?
Boxers or briefs? I used to work there, yeah.
I believe that somehow.
No, look, buddy, you paid for the whole thing. I would have went where you wanted to go.
No, it was fun. I had the 20 girls, but that's how we found Pyramid of Pleasure, because it was across the street, you know?
Mm.
But, Iggy, how long ago were you at that PT's in Centerville? Year was that?
2 weeks
no,
ago.
No, a long time ago.
Something?
Probably in the 20 years ago.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I've been over there a little more recently. They still do the flashlight thing, but they use LED lights now.
Oh, they've upgraded.
they've upgraded.
Still rocking the trench coats.
Yeah, the pervs can't afford batteries.
Yeah. Hey, Doug, were you down at the Pride Fest on Sunday?
No, I wasn't. I missed that.
I saw your LeBaron there.
No, I don't have a LeBaron. And I was working.
There's a theme here. Iggy, did you go to the male strip club? Doug, did you go to gay pride night?
Hey, Biff, do you have a poem for us today? Or do you only save those for Tim?
I just might have one.
All right, that would be epic.
Let me look here.
He's got to scroll through his manuscripts, Doug.
All right.
I got to flip through the...
See if you got one there.
Oh.
Might be one
doesn't
somewhere.
Sound promising. That one's no good.
No.
Yeah, they're all old.
I got a question for Plowboy, though.
Oh, okay.
Sure. He's
what's up, man?
Questions.
Plowboy, what's your biggest turn on to find a new girl?
A turn on
in a
female?
Yeah.
That's a tough one. I mean, I have two separate categories. Obviously, looks are somewhat important to me.
Shall
but me. Somebody that doesn't try to like change me, like, you know, I smoke cigarettes. I occasionally
smoke
marijuana.
Weed, yeah.
Yeah. If somebody that's open with what I do and doesn't try to change me or my personality, and I think that's huge in a relationship. So that's probably up there, along with probably, I agree with your teeth clean is a huge one as well.
Dental hygiene, a big.
Well, that's a trickle down effect. If you don't take care of your teeth, you know, what do you take care of? And so that's.
Yeah.
And do you like pit bulls? Those are my three.
Mm-hmm.
Well. What's your dog?
He's like a pit lab mix, I think. I haven't done a DNA test on him.
He says lab because it makes his pit bull sound less threatening.
Well, that's what I put on the...
Of course
he
did. Of course he did. He lies on documents to protect his dog.
Well, he's a mix. I mean, he is a mix. He's not a full... I mean, you have to say that.
Pit rot.
All right, Biff, anything else before we let you go?
I mean, Cardinals suck, don't they?
Yes, yeah. Mike Lee agrees.
Lost a rough one last night.
Yeah. Well, I got a... Can we put the Cardinals on notice?
Go ahead.
Oh.
The whole team's on notice.
All right.
Okay.
Write that down, Doug.
All right. Cardinals are on notice.
And advice?
According to Biff.
Advice to the listeners, if you want to have fun, go to Pyramid of Pleasure over in Illinois.
Noted.
Hmm.
Thanks for the advice.
Thanks, Biff.
All right. You guys, get back to talking about pit bulls.
All right. Thank you, Biff.
No poem. I think he had one, but he didn't want to read it when Tim's not here.
No, I think he had a bunch of that he already read, and he couldn't find a newer one.
Where does he keep them? On his phone?
Probably in his notebook with all of his bets.
Could be he was in a hurry to get to Gateway Buick GMC to get his car serviced. Gateway Buick GMC Service Department is now proud to announce they're one of the only dealers in the area qualified to say they are a certified elite service department. What that means for you is comfort, ease, and the quality care your vehicle deserves. With over 37 service bays, they can get you in and out and on the road in a hurry. Gateway Buick GMC offers a shuttle service, too. That's nice. And online appointments. Gateway will literally meet or beat any tire price in town. Shop or book your service online at St. Louis Buick GMC or call them. Here's the number. 888-865-9419. You didn't get it. Here it is. 888-865-9419. Gateway, the right way for certified elite service.
Now, this is uncalled for, but Doug Vaughn's illicit east side lover says Biff needs a shot of bleach with a cyanide chaser.
Yeah, that's uncalled for. That's nice.
I don't know that you can order those at that establishment he was promoting there.
Biff is a nice guy.
Yes,
it doesn't matter. If you call him to show, the Pope could call in. Love you guys. God bless you. Hey, Popey, drink bleach. Yep. Doesn't matter who calls in.
Now, we've had some biggest turnoff text rolling in. Mae Young's newborn hand says, when Doug leaves his skid-marked panties in my room after a night of...
Mae Young's newborn hand...
I don't think I should say that last
just
word.
Got himself suspended. Just got himself suspended a period of 2 days' time. His name is going into the Hot Shots leather-bound suspension log. You know, I'm writing it down with a Right Business Products pen.
What is the point? Didn't he get suspended yesterday for 2 days?
He sure did.
So he's in again today. So what does it matter?
Oh, the suspension adds up, right, Doug?
Sure, they add up over time.
What does it matter? He checks in every day.
And a lot of it is just the pain that you feel by being suspended.
It's really...
a lot of it's mental. I'm playing a mental game.
He's not mad. He's disappointed.
I can't believe I actually asked that question.
Apparently, texter from the 618 says to tell Biff that Pyramid of Pleasure is closed. So apparently he was promoting a place that is no longer open. Uh-huh. That's a shame.
It sounds like someplace
it's because
that might
Doug,
be shut
Doug
down.
Had his iPhone out, and it looked like he was setting a date in his calendar to check it out.
No.
Sounds like quite a stretch there with in Centerville with PTs and Pleasure of
Real
Pain.
Real Murderer's Row.
Boxers and Briefs. There's probably a Hardee's right there, too.
Oh, man, that would be nice.
Did you ever do any dancing at Boxers and Brie, Viggy?
No, I've never been there. I'm not a big dancer. I'm a terrible dancer.
Yeah, but if there's a lot of money in it for you.
No, but even, you know, in the old days in the Admiral, and I just can't, I dance like a white person. Just, I can't dance.
Yeah, I can't either.
Well, you explain Justin Timberlake.
Well, he's a good dancer.
That's what I'm saying. It's not because you're white.
Oh, you go to bars and you see white people dance. They have that one dance and it's like
idiots.
No,
I don't think it's not white people. It's people in cargo shorts. That's the key. Mm-hmm.
A lot of that's what you're wearing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, when I had that canary yellow leisure suit.
Now, if you had some J. Crew shorts on, you'd be smooth as a cucumber.
Sure, that helps.
Cool as a cucumber, I think. As well.
I one time had a triple net polyester canary yellow leisure suit with a black silk shirt that went underneath it, man.
Was that for your days at Mizzou?
That Miami was Beach?
Living in the 70s.
What do you wear? A leisure suit.
Oh, yeah. Everyone had
velour? Is that what that is?
No. Most of them were polyester.
In the big
don't know what a leisure suit is?
I'm not sure I do.
Big Las Vegas lapels.
It's what everyone was wearing in the 70s for a
while. John Travolta was wearing in
his was more of a legitimate. His was more of a legitimate suit than a leisure suit. I mean, they were just hideous. Just hideous. But everybody had them.
Go back to
different colors.
Go back to Three's Company, Don Knotts. That was the leisure suit.
Yeah. Well, thank God we never went back to that again.
I wish some of that old stuff would come
out.
It'll
come back. It always comes back.
My plaid baggy pants with my 3-inch platform heels. I wish some of that would come back.
Yeah, it's big in North Korea, I think. The man heels.
Is that what they were?
One of those Koreas.
People wore some stuff in the 70s, which it was mind-boggling.
But it really is true that everything comes back. Because when I was in like middle school, all the girls were running around in those, you remember this, Plowsy, those chokers? Those like black, like those other necklaces that were just like straight stuck on their neck.
Yeah, we had choker like conversation a couple months back.
Incredibly uncomfortable. Now, if you go to like the boutiques in Kirkwood or Maplewood or something like that, all the girls who work there are wearing them and they're selling them there.
Yeah.
The tight jean fad. I'm glad
that's
gone.
The mom jeans. Remember? I mean, those jeans that women wore that come up past their belly button.
Yeah. That's
awful. Now the young girls are wearing those.
The skinny jeans, straight jean fad, and coming out. Thank God. I hate.
But the change in clothes from like the late 60s to the late 70s, that was drastic. That wasn't just here's what the teenagers are wearing. That was everybody was wearing it. Coat lapels that were like 6 inches wide and big thick wristbands and men who were 50 years old walking with heels and and purple pants and everything. It was just
a
disaster.
What's the one thing that you wish
country
would come back? What's something that you actually miss from the fashionista days of yesteryear?
Platform shoes. I wish they'd come back with platform shoes.
You get a little more height on you.
I wish they'd come back to like the disco clothes, like the Studio 54 look. I think that was a cool look.
I really miss JNCO jeans. You remember those?
No.
Fozzie knows what I'm talking about. Those really, 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 really baggy jeans that just look like parachutes.
Yeah.
But they weren't like bell bottoms. They were just ridiculously oversized. They'd sell them at JCPenney for like $50 a pop, which in those days seemed like a lot of money. And then you'd wear them and walk around and have to pull them up all day. I never had any, but
you were
kids had them.
You were sagging.
I wasn't.
Yes, you were.
I wasn't. I couldn't. My parents weren't going to buy me jeans that were that big. Like, Lord knows I wanted some at one time.
I wish the halter top, the kind of loose fitting halter top with no bra would come back.
Well, I think that was more of the 70s, probably.
Well, that's what I said, 70s.
Well, it does seem like bras are becoming less popular.
You know, you're at a place and
there's that whole free the nipple movement. That's a thing.
Sure, it is.
But so maybe it is coming back.
Whether you would go to concerts or whatever and all the girls are wearing the halter tops that got a little loose on the side, you just walk around the whole concert just waiting for a girl to turn sideways and then kind of look down.
That's why you go to the concert?
Well, they were all over.
If you go to a music festival these days, you'll see that. So I think that is, I would qualify that as being back.
I don't think you see halter tops.
Girls wore a lot of mini skirts back then. I guess you see some of that now. It's not quite as shocking now when you see it as it was then.
No, not so much.
What's your take on the mom jean movement, Doug? Does it get you fired up? It's a certain body type kind of thing, I think.
Right.
Not everybody should wear those.
No.
Guys are wearing the mom jeans. That's the worst when you see dudes like dads wearing mom jeans.
And what makes something a mom jean? If it's
just
above
the way
the
they
waist.
Fit, they're like neck huggers.
I don't think guys are wearing those.
I've seen guys with them.
Neck huggers. That might be something different.
Yeah, they're pulled up so high. You know, you used to call hip huggers.
Yeah.
Well, guys would wear pants so high, they called neck huggers. Like, pull them up to their boobs.
That's like a 90-year-old thing, isn't it?
I don't think that's a thing.
That's a rest home thing.
I don't think that's a thing, but we can ask someone who's one of the most fashionable people in the press box, which is also named after him.
Right.
How many times you show up to the ball game and think, man, Kamish has made us all look like slobs. It happens to me every day. Rick Hummel joins us now. Hall of Famer Post-Dispatch, Cardinals reporter, brought to you by 314 Sports. 314 Training Academy features a 15,000-square-foot indoor facility in Brentwood with the state-of-the-art HitTrax baseball simulator. www.314sports.com. Kamish, we're talking about tons of Cardinals discussion today, but we got a little bit off track, and we're talking about styles of clothes that we wish would come back. Anything that was popular back in the day that you wish would catch on again?
Well, let's see. I don't know about bell bottoms, and I don't know about Nehru jackets. I'm going to think no for both of those things. No, I'm okay with the styles the way they are today. I'm all right.
Well, you're a fashionable guy. I wonder if you ever miss. You're a fan of hats. But we rarely see the old media type hats where you had the press card actually in the hat. I wonder if you might be a fan of that, kind of the Weatherbird style old bowler with the press credential tucked in it.
Well, I've got a couple of hats like that. I don't have any. I got to make a card up, I guess. But yeah, I might go with that maybe on a nice Sunday afternoon
sometime.
There you go.
Yeah, I think if you broke it out at the ballpark, I think you'd see the young guys catch on real quick.
I'm sure I would, yes.
Well, Kamish, we were breaking down this Cardinals game, and I think we've all given up trying to catalog the most frustrating Cardinals losses, but this has to be up there in part because the team played pretty well until it got to a usually reliable combination of Sungwan Oh and Trevor Rosenthal. What did you take away from last night's loss that seemed to be going in a good direction for most of the game until the eighth and ninth inning there?
Yeah, they actually played very well in the field. They ran the bases marvelously, except for Pham got lucky one time when he should have been easily should have scored easily on that ball Molina hit. But then the Diamondbacks threw it away anyway. I might look at making a subtle change with Owen Rosenthal the next time that comes around. Maybe give Rosenthal a ninth inning. He's had the ninth inning a few times this year with first saves and. Even though he allowed a couple runs, I think he's throwing the ball a little better than always right now.
What do you make of – so some people have said, yeah, absolutely, Rosenthal should be the closer. Some people think Rosenthal should be traded. Opinions on those two guys seem to vary greatly. When they both misfire in the same game, what do you do? You just switch them and see if that has a better result?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, Rosenthal has been your closer for a couple, 3 years anyway. You need both those guys this season, or that's, you know, they're not going to contend if both those guys aren't pitching well. So just switch it around a little bit and take some pressure off O. And Rosenthal's been in that hot seat before. I think he'd be okay.
Yeah, I was saying earlier, if this team just had a a pretty good bullpen this year. They might be in first place right now. When you think of all the leads that they have blown this year, O has only, I think, blown three saves, but they've lost a lot of leads where they were ahead earlier in the game, and they kind of thought that might be one of the strengths of the team this year is the bullpen.
Well, and it still should be. The way Cecil had pitched, you know, there's a guy you can involve more in the eighth and ninth inning now. He's pitching like the guy they gave all the money to. He was good again last night, the only guy there was.
Yeah, so we were pretty hard on him, rightfully so, because he flat out stunk when he joined the team. But I think 15 of his last 16 appearances have ended without an earned run, and he only got lit up one time in that stretch, and it was for that four run. But that was a while ago. What have you seen in him, and how he's turned this around?
Well, I think his delivery is never going to be smooth, but he's not off balance now. He's on balance. He's got all his pitches working. He's got confidence now. You look at his numbers for the season, the ERA is still around four, but most of those runs he allowed came in like two or three games. It wasn't like he was allowing a run a night like Owen Rosenthal have been doing lately.
I was concerned when they pinch hit for Martinez in the seventh. I know the move worked out and all, but I'm just was concerned with the bullpen being what it is to take Martinez out after only six innings might lead to trouble. Do you think that was the right call to get him out after just six?
Yeah, I do. He had 106 pitches. He had a very stressful game, and even though he didn't allow any runs till the sixth inning, they had guys on base early, and the defense bailed him out of a couple spots. So that was not – he was good last night, but I think he left it all out there. It was time to get him out, and thanks to Luke Voit and some ham-handed Arizona defense, they got three runs out of that.
When you look at how well Pham is playing in center field, and I guess you don't have to make any decision now, but Dexter Fowler, they think he's going to be back before the All-Star break. Why not consider putting Dexter in left and letting Pham play in center, considering Dexter's heel has given him some leg problems?
Well, then what happens to Grichik? Grichik's been one of their best players for the last three games. They're going to have to use all four of those guys, it seems. And I think you could do that early on and say we're protecting Fowler from leg injuries and center field is harder than left. That might be a subtle way to do that. But you did sign Fowler to be your center fielder for 5 years, which I'm sure will not happen because Magnus Sierra will be the center fielder for some of those years and maybe Pham or Grichik for some of the other ones. But you can make that move subtly at the beginning. Just say we're trying to give, especially before the break, play Fowler a few games and couple games in left field and say, okay, after the break, if he's all right, we'll put him in center.
How do you see the outfield situation working out? Because I imagine they're going to start Fowler, and they should because his bat was such a big part of the lineup. Who is it? It's just hot hand between Pham and Grichik because Grichik's been good since he's been back, but Pham's been good for longer than that. I mean, he hasn't shown anything that says he needs to be out of the lineup.
You're right about Pham, and Pham's biggest improvement is defensively where he can see the ball. He's taking charge in center field. You play all four of them. You don't play Piscotty every day, maybe. Piscotty's doing well also in the last month. But you can use four, and because it's going to be hot, a lot of those games in St. Louis. And they have a long, tough trip after that, too, after the break. They go to Pittsburgh, Chicago, and New York. Pittsburgh, New York, and Chicago, actually, in that order. So there's a way to use four. That's just the way it's going to have to be. And Fowler, you can say, well, we're not going to play him every day because he's been banged up. And that makes sense, too.
There's another potential pinch coming if you're looking ahead. And, of course, all these things could change with an injury or something like that. That's why the Cardinals don't worry about him right now. But Colton Wong's hoping to head out on a rehab assignment soon, and that means that he's going to be back. And I would imagine starting at second base, considering they tend to win more often than not when he's there. DeJong has played really well. I mean, he's slugging his percentage is impressive. He's got five home runs already this season. Any chance that DeJong sticks around and they maybe send Aledmys Diaz out for a Randall Grichik like tune-up in the minors?
I would do that. Diaz looks like he's lost a little confidence right now, and even that ball that
yeah, that was weird.
Ate him up in the 10th inning last night, that's a ball he probably should have at least got a glove on. He didn't bat last night. He hasn't hit well for a little while. I mean, you don't give up on him, but as you say, get him out of there for a little bit, even if it's just 10 days, and he might be back after the break and do a very good job for you. But that's something I would look at because DeJong has shown he's going to stay up here, I think. And he played pretty well last night. So yeah, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't shy away from doing that. Diaz wouldn't like it, but I'd be interested to see if he plays tonight or not.
Last night when they're winning 5-2 in the eighth, and you look at the scoreboard and the Brewers lost and the Cubs lost and the Cards are about to beat a good team, win their third in a row, I'm thinking, well, you know, maybe this is when it starts to turn around. And then we saw the result. I guess it's just going to be like this the whole season, isn't it?
It has been, Doug, and they're still only, 75 games into it, 76 now. And Pittsburgh lost too, by the way, so the whole division lost last night.
Yeah.
Except, the whole division lost last night.
The Reds beat the Brewers, I think.
Reds beat the Brewers, you're right. Yeah. But of any game that could have happened where a team would lose, they did.
Right.
I thought that was a game that they had, even though the Diamondbacks are playing like they're never going to lose again, especially here. That seemed to be one they had under control. Now, Arizona won that game and did not play very well. They had to make some good plays in the field later, but that one inning was awful. They played like the Cardinals, and they still won.
It did feel like watching the Cardinals playing themselves a little bit and seeing them benefit from some of those errors we've seen them make. Hey, Commission, the Cubs have been a big story here because they're not just tearing the world apart like we all thought they would. Did you see the comments Miguel Montero made last night about Jake Arrieta and holding runners on?
I did.
What did you make of that? Because, I mean, I think there's probably a lot of truth to it. I mean, anytime a team steals 7 bases in a game, they're not just doing it off the catcher alone. But it's pretty interesting to see a catcher criticize a pitcher like that publicly, isn't it?
Yeah, he couldn't stop himself. He kept, he'd say one thing and then he'd say, and be kind of bring it back on himself a little bit, and then he'd say, but I'm not getting any help here. So I thought that was I don't know Montero very well, and it seemed very uncharacteristic for any player to go that route, especially for a solid, star player as Arrieta has been for the Cubs. That's coming from a kind of a backup type player in Montero. So yeah, that was very surprising, and have to see if he catches him the next time around. Montero is not their top catcher, so
right.
Joe Maddon can easily take care of that by not playing him at all.
Right. Is it not really in the best standing on the team in terms of position wise to be able to fire off like that about a guy who's been really, really good for them over the years?
Yeah, I mean, I watched the replay of some of those steals, and he's right. He had no chance on about 3 or 4 of those. And the one looked bad when he threw the ball in left field at the play at third.
That was Arrieta's fault, too, I guess.
Yeah, that was it.
Trey Turner stole third base at one point with standing up.
I think Trey Turner's stolen 4 bases against him since we've had you on the phone.
Right.
Let's see if Trey Turner is that Cavalier when they play here this weekend.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, I guess if he does, I don't think we'll hear Yadi bash the starters. That was just it. Just seemed odd, and I wondered if there's anything to be read about this team's struggles. We talk a ton about the Cardinals trying to get it together, but it seems like the pressure is maybe getting to the Cubs a little bit too.
Well, I agree. I was saying before the season started, Ben, that let's see how they play with the lead. Everybody gives them credit for what they did last year, and they should, but they were never have been the hunted team from the start of the season until the end of the season as they are this year, and they're not doing well with that. It's like the Cardinals have been in the division for the last 10 or 15 years. Everybody's hunting them, and they've got them a few times.
Yeah, you're right. Good stuff, Commish. We appreciate your time. Thank you, as always, and we'll look forward to the return of the press box hat.
Which one do you want to see this weekend?
I think I want something that we can stick your BBWAA credential in.
I want a fedora.
Yeah, fedora with maybe a press pass sticking out of it.
I'll take a look at that.
Okay, man. We'll talk to you. Thanks, Commish.
See you guys.
All right, thanks, Rick.
That was Rick Hummel joining us. Thanks to 314 Training Academy, which features a 15,000-square-foot indoor facility in Brentwood with a state-of-the-art HitTrax baseball simulator. You can read more about it at www.314sports.com. And I can tell you a story about it. Luke Voit, who we've talked about this offseason, was at 314 in the HitTrax simulator with the settings programmed to Busch Stadium, seeing if he could hit home runs out of the field that he now plays on. So they're pretty rare. The Cardinals, I think, just recently got one this spring training, and the state-of-the-art stuff, they have it at 314. Go check it out.
I saw that once. I saw they had a whole team the day that I was in there, a whole team, and they had the HitTrax set up at
the
Busch Stadium.
Were you just there working out?
No, I was
just
there.
Getting your cuts in?
No. Oh. I was there learning for the commercials.
Got it.
And then this whole team full of kids was hitting at Busch Stadium. They're actually hitting in the cage, of course, but the TV makes them show that they're hitting at Busch Stadium, see where the ball is. Really cool thing.
It's neat.
And they got summer camps out there. If you're 5 to 14, you get access to the entire training facility. Camps are run by their certified instructors. $99 for a four-day camp is a great deal. 314 Training Academy, Strasser Drive in Brentwood. 314sports.com, that's the website.
When Cat is in town, he's out there. You know, he just stays in shape by just going into the cage and getting taking cuts.
Do you ever do that still? Do you ever go to Tower T or anything and get your
Yeah, well, I get fired up about once a year, and I don't know that I'll ever go back.
Why?
Because the last time I went with my fiance, and we decided, you know, we'd do some time in the softball. She played softball in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Do some time in the softball cage, and we'd go over to the baseball cage. And, you know, so clearly she was better at me at the softball because, you know, I don't ever play softball. We got to the baseball cage, and she killed me. She was just rope and line drives.
Now, how fast was it coming?
Stalling
balls
off.
Did you go to the fastest machine?
No, not the fastest, but the next fastest.
Well, I go to the fastest.
Well, I do too, but I don't hit any better there either.
Yeah,
I can't hit too long. I get blisters on my hands after a while.
I've spent enough money at Tower T that I could own the place. Had I put all that money into it for me and then my kids, I could own.
When you go, what kind of bat do you look for? You take your own, or you
no,
use
just
whatever's
one that's there?
Yeah. I thought you might take Gritchick's Big Stick from the giveaway.
No, some of the balls are a little heavier than baseballs, and it might damage a really good bat. So they've got all kinds of bats there for you to use.
I gotcha. Well, when Cat's there, he's working out with the bat. When he's on the road,
yeah,
he probably, I don't know that he gets a chance to swing much, but he does have all of his stuff with him and has a great time on the road because he's sponsored by Penske Truck. That's his that's his sponsor for the road.
Yeah. He needs it because I'm sure his wardrobe is expansive.
Oh my God.
So he's
so
got
many cargo
take,
shorts.
Yeah, he's got to take lots of cargo shorts and probably a dozen or more suits. Suits of clothes he has to take. So you need commercial people who know how to move things.
Absolutely.
To move his wardrobe. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I don't think there ever has been.
We have a big batch of emails today from the Sea Monster.
Well, we should also remind you that 590 The Fan is partnering with Lufest once again this year and offering 1 and 2 day passes for our exclusive area at the festival in Forest Park this September. For the same price as general admission, listeners have access to dedicated bathrooms, a private cash bar, outdoor lounge, lawn games with prizes, and of course, mingling with some of your favorite 590 show hosts. The tickets are first come, first serve, and they're on sale now. So visit InsideSTL.com and get yours before they are gone.
Lousy, do you have the emails in hand?
I do. You can talk. I mean, we can start in about 2 minutes. I think that'd be a good time. Okay. 47 after.
Now, these pit bulls, they are
no,
so
come on. Let
dangerous.
It go, Doug.
You can't just let them walk around in the street. A lot of people get them and they say, hey, it's too much trouble. And then they just turn them loose on the street. And the street, they're roaming the street. That's too dangerous. You can't have that.
I can't believe you said they were a gun on a leash.
Well, this is what some attack.
But you agreed with it.
Well, I said it was like a rifle on a leash. It's like a shark on a leash is what it is. More like a shark.
Leave sharks out of it.
What do you have against sharks?
They bite. They kill people. They bite arms off of surfers.
Pit bulls surely have caused more injuries
than
sharks.
Oh, I'm sure they have.
They would make a good pet then, sharks.
It wouldn't.
Oh, I see what you did there, Iggy. I think Plowsy's going to change his mind over the course of today's show.
You look like a tough guy if you got a shark swimming around your pool.
Yeah, Cucky didn't help you there.
He was being, he was joking about the...
I don't know.
No, he said, my dog will kill you, Iggy. That was exactly the point.
Yeah,
exactly what people think.
Do you understand sarcasm?
No.
Or that new...
No.
Okay.
That was a threat.
I'll teach you, Doug, and I'll also teach you proper rules of being a pet owner. Pit bulls are pets, too, so you shouldn't discriminate against the great pit bulls.
Oh, I know they're pets, and I know some people love their pit bulls, but enough of them have misbehaved in a big way that we have to do something about it.
Doug's going to take a stand. It's not always popular, but he's not afraid to say what he thinks.
He's
gotta
not
respect
budging,
it.
So I
not all humans.
I thought I was the one who had the scorching pit bull take, and then Doug just lapped me.
Right.
Oh, when Doug has a take, it's hot.
Not all humans are bad either, but the ones that are, in a lot of cases, ruin it for everyone else, and they have to go to prison. And if your pit bull gets out and starts biting people, it has to go to prison. Prison being the death camp.
I love how humans can be rehabilitated, but dogs apparently cannot be rehabilitated.
Well, that's pretty much
like a guy
the case.
That serves
Why
18
do we,
years
like here's,
in prison
okay,
for rape
right, now
can
I'm
come
back,
out.
Now
and
I'm back in. I'm back in now. Stop comparing people to dogs because like that's what I don't get. I like animals. I love them, but we get more upset.
Animals
about
are better
people.
Than people.
No, they're not.
Oh, yeah, they are.
No, they're not.
Oh,
we get more upset about bad things happening to animals than we get upset about bad things happening to people.
Yeah.
You have a story. This crazy lunatic guy did a terrible, awful thing and killed that kitten before he got on the Metrolink. It was awful. Disgusting act. Mm-hmm. But you can put that story up on a website, a news website, alongside a story about a toddler who got shot and killed, and everyone's freaking out about the guy who stomped on a cat. Was that bad? Yes. Was it as bad as the death of a child? No!
No, it wasn't. But I think there's a certain innocence to some animals, and that's why people
and you can
have
say, yeah,
no,
they're both
creating a psychopath. That's probably why I was
yes,
a big story.
It's a
that's
terrible
a
thing. It's a terrible thing, but it should not overshadow the death of a human.
No, no way.
Oh, I if I had to pick, I would prefer a dog's life over a human's life for sure.
Obviously,
it just doesn't make
would
any sense.
Would you say that about one of your own
say
kids?
That.
Would you say that about your parents?
Don't say that. It
no,
weakens your whole argument.
A random stranger and a random dog? I don't know.
But that random stranger is not random to somebody. They've got a family. They've got parents, brothers, sisters, kids.
I'm just a dog lover. So
yeah, so am I. You don't have to be not a dog lover to say that people's lives are more important than animals.
I just
that's
think
not, that's
if
just
humans
being
can
normal,
be rehabilitated,
being
so can dogs, and humans are bred just like dogs. Like, if somebody goes to prison and comes out, they're allowed to be back in normal society. I think that's, if you adopt a dog that's a pit bull, I think you're allowed to be in, live where you want to live. I don't see the issue with
but
that.
But see, humans are so much smarter than dogs. Sometimes
maybe
you disagree with that?
Well, I can't sniff out a bomb in an airport, so in some ways we are.
So the argument now is no, dogs are more intelligent.
I didn't
than
say
humans.
No. I did not say that. No, I did not say that. Some scenario they
you
might
were close.
Be.
Well, and you can't
well,
really.
Ben Fred kind of had my point that some dog can do.
They have a better sense of smell than us.
But I don't believe you can rehabilitate a dog. You can't take, let's just say, pit bull, since that's what we're talking about. If a pit bull goes out and bites four people and just gnarls all the time. I don't care how good of you can't take Weatherwax who trained Lassie and say, okay, now train this dog to be a polite, gentle thing around kids. No, you can't do that. You can't rehabilitate a dog who has that bred into him that I'm going to go out and chew and bite everything I see. You can't turn that dog into a playful little puppy.
I don't know. I think you see plenty of cases that would go otherwise. Maybe
no,
not
I don't
all.
Think you
yeah,
see
maybe
any
not
cases.
All. I mean, you look at, go to Animal Planet, they do specific shows solely based upon rehabilitating dogs and cats and animals that have aggressive tendencies. And let me tell you, a lot of times it works. So I would say, saying you can't, I would disagree with that. Because
well,
they do
I'm talking
shows,
pit bulls. So, that's what we're talking about. If a pit bull is aggressive and starts biting people, it's put to death. So you're not going to rehabilitate that dog.
God, it is crazy how pit bulls are so much different than normal. It isn't. I've owned a pit bull. I've also had, my parents have owned other dogs. They were more aggressive than my dog.
Your dog's still a puppy, so I don't think you can use that as a...
He's a year old and he's 75 pounds, so...
Well, that's
I mean,
still considered...
He's just waiting to pounce. He's waiting to pounce on some innocent child walking down the sidewalk.
That's what he's doing.
But when I say he chewed all your hats, you say, well, he's still a puppy.
Well, yeah, but he's not. There's chewing hats, and then there's chewing arms and flesh.
No, but I'm
there's
saying you said
totally
he's still a puppy.
Things.
He's still a puppy. That's why he's chewing.
Just
hat.
Because
well,
he destroys a rawhide bone doesn't mean he's gonna go to a femur and then destroy it. You know, it just
he shouldn't pick the femur. It's the strongest bone in the body.
Right.
Pick something.
Well,
start
pit bulls
with something
are so
else.
Dangerous. They can easily take that femur and break it off like it's a Twizzler, right?
They'll go right for the neck.
Right
I've
for the jugular.
These,
yeah.
I've seen these predators
just like Chihuahuas. We before, can get emails.
It's like a mountain
before we,
lion.
Before we get to emails of the day, we need to correct something that was said. Iggy from Timmy Tom Tom confused choker and choking. He says, Iggy, you like choking people, not the chokers you wear around your neck.
No, I think I said it right. Chokers.
Okay. I just couldn't remember.
I don't choke people.
Okay. Let's get to.
Don't trust what you read.
I wanted to set the record straight. If we made a mistake, I know that I'm excited to give away a free Lemmings lunch from Hot Shots. Why? How are we going to do that? Well, we're going to play Email of the Day.
Okay.
You guys ready?
I guess so, yeah. I can't imagine where these are going to go.
No, there's some dog talk, but it looks like there's some other miscellaneous stuff as well. Morning, gentlemen. Doug, I'm putting you on notice.
All right.
I generally agree with you and love the cut of your jib, but you sound like a crotchety STL Today commenter when you generalize pit bulls.
Wow.
My brother has three of them, and they are lovely creatures. Mm-hmm. With that being said, even though I disagree with you, I'd still like to explore your love tunnel.
Okay.
Brian, formerly in Lime.
Brian, formerly of Lime, has been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time.
He didn't say anything that bad.
And I'm
no,
crossed.
I'm good.
I don't like that he was. I don't like that he was stereotyping STLToday.com commenters.
I don't like anything about the email.
What was his name again, Plowsy?
Brian, formerly of Lime.
There you go. Hey, kiddos. That was a very intriguing discussion on pets this morning. It all goes back to the age-old question of nature versus nurture. Take Iggy's pets, for example. He keeps his 120-pound pet locked in a cage in his apartment almost all day long. So do they just claw, scratch, and bite Iggy when they are let out because of the way he treats them? Or were these women just born that way? Just let them out, Iggy, you dried-up old vampire.
Hey.
And please remember to have your pets spayed and neutered. That is from the Webster Ween Peeker.
That was from Bob Barker.
No.
Webster Ween Peeker.
Boys.
Peeker.
I've been trying to think of some examples to help defend these pit bulls. For instance, sweet bees sting more than often than hornets. That's why I keep a pet hornet. Bicycle accidents are more common than car accidents, so I've been letting my 9-year-old son drive. And most drowning deaths are at home, so I make him take baths at the neighbor's house.
Right.
Talk to you later. I saw a picture of a polar bear cub with a baby on Facebook, so I got to run to Alaska to pick one up for the family. Thanks. That's from Reeves.
Pretty good email.
Brian
Talk
Reeves?
Talk about your sarcasm.
Reeves. Just
Reeves. Reeves.
He's texting from Pittsburgh.
Is he?
Howdy. I can explain the Cardinals meltdown and the Arizona mascot are all to blame. You see, the regular mascot, D. Baxter Bobcat, was on the DL. He worked the day game last week while it was 120 with the lid open. Baxter collapsed from heat exhaustion and threw up inside his suit. His backup, Scorpsy the Scorpion, likes to get in people's heads. While Trevor was warming up, Scorpsy came out to the mound and pretended to jab him with his big costume stinger. He rolled Rosie off the hill and his hat went flying. Clearly, he was rattled. When O came in, Scorpsy was seen bouncing on the center field diving board with his sidekick, Pepper the Tarantula, and two blondes. The final boss couldn't focus. It was so bad when Lily came out with the interpreter, Eugene Koo wasn't sure how to translate the words, "Get your head in the game, jackwagon." The loss hurt, but the relievers will really be bummed next time they watch Doug's Big Channel and see they got two... Hustle chart? I can't pronounce that word.
Hustle chart.
No, that something hustle chart. Then from Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Bill Pullman's
kind of fizzled out there at
Independence
the end.
Day speech.
Well, I haven't pre-read these. We were in hot pit bull debate, so I didn't really get to sift through these as well as I should, which was worth it.
Sure.
Howdy.
Hello.
Guys, Plops here.
Yeah.
Shooting fish in a barrel this morning, fellas. I'm coming to you live from Wilmore Park Restroom, where I just learned on 2Fox that 34 men have been arrested since January 1st of this year for lewd behavior. As far as these married fathers go, it's basically Texas rules down here. Doug, you and I both know that nothing makes a man get naked and bump baby drippers faster than the smell of a South City Park bathroom. It's the combination of backed up toilets, pee-pee troughs, and urine-infested humidity that just makes you want to take a deep breath, get comfortably nude, and risk it all. I commend the Fox 2 reporter for getting himself assigned to this story. Just picture it. This married gentleman walks into his boss's office and say, "Hey, apparently all these married men are meeting up in this one park bathroom and they're having crazy sex in there. How about we send me down there for a few days with a camera?" Cheers to this man, another Mound City broadcast hero.
Say Mound
Thanks
City.
For your service. That is from Misty Plops.
Is that a real story he's referring to?
I highly doubt it. Usually Misty isn't.
Misty Plops.
When it comes to the Cardinals.
That is a real story.
Is it? I don't watch local news, so I wasn't for sure.
Doug's Big Channel wasn't on that one?
If they were, I missed it. Men are meeting up at the South City Park
It's a
bathroom.
True story.
No, Fox 2 did that. Andy Baker here at Wilmore Park. We've got guys all over the place. Back to you, Mandy.
Then he tweeted out a picture. When it comes to the Cardinals, I'm a pit bull and the Cardinals are defenseless babies. Okay.
You gonna finish reading that?
Yeah. I know.
Power through, Plowsy.
I know.
That's
the
good of the show.
I know the soft media in that town would rather talk about dogs than criticize depression birds, but somebody needs to do it. Great, fantastic,
right,
so much. Sure. Carlos, I see you growing that hair out again. Stop it. high and tight, or we trade you for prospects.
Right.
Jerko, finally, some RBIs lately. And I know what happened. The baby doesn't do anything except suck on the nipple and poop for the first 6 months, and you lost interest. Let her do that. And I know you are not making another one because you see that baby come out of there and it takes a while to get it over and make the trip to Bang City.
All right.
Do they know who they are playing for?
Okay.
The best fans in baseball.
Yes,
not the most tolerant fans in baseball.
No.
Pride night? Really? Matt Carpenter plays for the Cardinals. Jesus was a carpenter. Hello?
Yeah.
Read the Bible or at least parts that support the narrow views. Tired of it. Stephen Wildwood.
Steve in Wildwood.
I like that.
Stephen Wildwood, who can clinch the email of the month with a victory.
I think we got enough time for two more. And this is for Doug, it looks like.
All right.
Dear Doug, this email is a friendly reminder to let you know that your denim Sansibelt pant is ready to be picked up today from the Arnold Clothier. We have made the changes you have requested, such as adding a drop seat to the rumpus region so that Bish can be dropped like the top of your 1934 LeBaron, giving easy access to that sweet mud dispenser.
Okay.
Think about it. Tunnels 12,000.
He's vile as ever. Tunnels 12,000. Bad. Awful. Don't laugh and encourage
sea monsters.
Awful.
No one got to sea monsters.
I love it. Tunnels brings heat sometimes.
Sneaky,
and this will be our final
vile
one from one of your favorites, Doug. So there I was at an underground party in East St. Louis. I was dressed in proper attire with my beater on and shorts that went to my ankles. I also brought my 8-month, 105-pound Great Dane with me. Some banger comes up to me with his 16-inch tall, 140-pound pit bull and says, "You want to let them go?" Very nervously, I said, "Nah, dog, I'm good. We finna leave." He asked why very aggressively. I told him Mello is really worn out from bending over Bandit all day and wouldn't be in top form. The banger understood, and he took his sweetheart to another bull at the party to play with. I haven't met one bad pit yet, Doug. Loving home means loving dog. Gotta give him a chance, you old hag. That's from the White Collar Gangster.
White?
Poor email. White.
Was that a shot at Bandit?
Collar Gangster, it was.
Apparently
he's got a Dalmatian, I think, doesn't he?
No, he got a Great Dane.
Oh, does he? Okay.
Goodness. Well.
It's got a lot of spots on it.
Well, it's a Harlequin. That would make it a Harlequin Great Dane.
Okay. Really?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know you had Great Dane knowledge.
Yeah, they come in different colors, different styles. The black and white spots, it's called a Harlequin Great Dane.
Nice approachable dog.
Yeah, they're actually kind of docile. Great Danes are. They won't come after you. Scare you, but they don't really come after you. Not like the pit bull. Might as well have a white shark roaming the streets.
I guess we got to decide on a winner here. You know, I'm going to go Tunnels 12,000.
You can't. Too vile.
I just did.
No,
yeah, I just did.
I'm going with a fellow by the name of Reeves. Reeves.
Iggy. I know you like that Tunnels.
Yeah, none of them were really that good. Stephen Wildwood, I was going to vote for just because of the read.
Reeves wasn't bad.
No, because of the read. Plowsy made it interesting.
No, I said Reeves. Reeves.
Even though it wasn't a haiku, I told Tunnels yesterday, if you do a haiku, I'll vote for it. But I'm going to vote for him anyway.
You
can't. All right.
Just because of the last sentence, I'm going to go for Tunnels 12,000.
Tunnels 12,000. He gets the email of the day. He wins a free Lemmings lunch from Hot Shots. Maybe he can take Ryan Kelly with him.
Tunnels 12,000 is one of the guys that's going to get the show taken off the air because of his vileness. At some point, the FCC will listen to this and say, you know what? You can't do that. And it'll be because of people like Tunnels 12,000.
Well, at least he can take us to lunch then.
Yeah, that'll be the last thing you see. It'll be the last station function. And you're encouraging it. I couldn't be more disappointed. I've been disappointed in all of you on many occasions. Absolutely, I have. Never to this extent.
Do you have a Ryan Kelly to read? Is that what Ben was trying to do?
It was a pitch, yeah.
Oh, well, you know what? You probably still have time to get your mortgage refinanced today. So if you're saying, geez, my rate's too high. Ryan was telling us yesterday they've closed some loans in the twos. In the twos, they're closing loans now. You need to get in there. You need to get refinanced and save yourself tens of thousands of dollars over the life of your loan. And Ryan Kelly can show you how to do it without all the hassle, without sometimes you don't have to get the appraisal. He can do it, everything. He does it for everybody. He's like the biggest mortgage expert now in the entire Midwest, one of the largest in the country. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team work hard so you don't have to. If you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, why would you go anywhere else? Why? Call Ryan at 314-781. Call Ryan at 314-781-9700 or visit him at thehomeloanexpert.com.
Thank you, Doug. This is the Lion's Choice handoff to the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Thanks, everybody, from the Ryan Kelly Morning After the Gateway GMC Studios.